American Language Course, Tape 1409B. Listen carefully to this conversation about a visit to a public library.
I'm going to the library to get a book. Would you like to go with me?
Yes, I would. When do you want to go?
Let's go this afternoon.
Later at the library, we hear the following.
Here we are at the library. I want to get a good story to read. We'll find that in fiction department.
Are there many different departments in the library?
Yes, there are several departments. Here is the fiction department where I'll get my story. Over there is the technical department. Straight ahead is the children's department. We find books in foreign languages in another department.
Can you borrow all these books?
Most of the books here can be borrowed. We can keep most books 2 weeks or a month. The library tells us when they must be returned. Of course, we can return them sooner if we want to.
There are a lot of people reading in that room. What kind of books are in there?
Those are the magazines and newspapers. They cannot be taken from the library. There are also many reference books in the library. These are mostly dictionaries and encyclopedias. These books can't be taken from the library either. People must use these books and magazines here.
I see some records over there. Can I borrow records here too?
Yes. Many libraries keep all kinds of records. You can borrow them and listen to them at home. Some libraries keep films to lend on different subjects. You can even borrow paintings in some libraries.
Now, listen to the conversation again and repeat it.
Here we are at the library. I want to get a good story to read. We'll find that in fiction department.
Are there many different departments in the library?
Yes, there are several departments. Here is the fiction department where I'll get my story. Over there is the technical department. Straight ahead is the children's department. We find books in foreign languages in another department.
Can you borrow all these books?
Most of the books here can be borrowed. We can keep most books 2 weeks or a month. The library tells us when they must be returned. Of course, we can return them sooner if we want to.
There are a lot of people reading in that room. What kind of books are in there?
Those are the magazines and newspapers. They cannot be taken from the library. There are also many reference books in the library. These are mostly dictionaries and encyclopedias. These books can't be taken from the library either. People must use these books and magazines here.
I see some records over there. Can I borrow records here too?
Yes, many libraries keep all kinds of records. You can borrow them and listen to them at home. Some libraries keep films to lend on different subjects. You can even borrow paintings in some libraries.
Let's now answer some questions based on this conversation. Repeat the correct response when given. Example:
Why is the first man going to the library?
He wants to get a book.
He wants to get a book.
He wants to get a book.
What kind of book does he want to get?
He wants to get a good story.
In which department will he find the book he wants?
He'll find it in the fiction department.
Where would I find books for children?
I would find them in the children's department.
Are there books in foreign languages in the library?
Yes, there is a foreign language department.
Where can I find books about airplanes?
You'll find them in the technical department.
Who tells us when the books must be returned?
The library tells us when to return the books.
May I take magazines and newspapers from the library?
No, you have to read them in the library.
Are there any books we cannot take out?
Yes, we cannot take out dictionaries and encyclopedias.
Do libraries lend only books?
Many libraries have records, films, and even paintings to lend.
Here are some sentences using new words found in this conversation. Listen to them and repeat them.
Encyclopedia. Most encyclopedias are made up of many books. We should frequently use the encyclopedia. An encyclopedia gives us information about many things. Fiction. Stories which are not true are fiction. Most people like to read fiction. We read fiction for entertainment. Foreign. It is interesting to travel in foreign countries. A foreign language is one different from our own. It is sometimes difficult to understand foreign people. Reference. Dictionaries are reference books for words. Encyclopedias are good reference books. We need to learn how to use reference books. Technical. Here is a good technical book about cars. That new book on mathematics is very technical. Do you know any technical books about radio?
Let's practice using some two-word verbs in the present, past, and future tenses. Repeat everything you hear. Call up. Call up.
He calls her up every day. They call up when they're in town. I usually call him up when I get home. I often call them up.
Called up. Called up.
John called her up yesterday. They called up while they were in town. I usually called him up when I got home. I often called them up.
Will call up. Will call up.
He will call her up tomorrow. They'll call up when they arrive. I'll call him up when I get home. I'll call them up for you.
Pick out. Pick out.
Please pick out the suit you like. I pick out what I want in the store. He always picks out that kind of book. Mary always picks out what she wants.
Picked out. Picked out.
John picked out the suit he liked. I picked out what I wanted in the store. He always picked out that kind of book. Mary always picked out what she wanted.
Will pick out. Will pick out.
John will pick out the suit he likes. I'll pick out what I want in the store. He'll always pick out that kind of book. Mary will always pick out what she wants.
Look over. Look over.
The mechanic looks over the car every year. We always look over our notes before a test. He often looks over my homework for me. The instructor usually looks over the lesson carefully.
Looked over. Looked over.
The mechanic looked over the car yesterday. We always looked over our notes before a test. He looked over my homework for me. The instructor looked over the lesson carefully.
Will look over. will look over.
The mechanic will look over the car tomorrow. We'll look over our notes before the test. He'll look over my homework for me. The instructor will look over the lesson carefully.
Listen to this conversation about a weekend trip.
I understand you're going to Washington tomorrow. Who else is going with you?
No one else is going. Would you like to go along?
Yes, I would. Are you stopping anywhere else besides the library?
No, not in particular. Unless you want to stop somewhere else. I'm planning to be gone just a few hours.
That's okay with me. I'd like you to drop me off at the Capitol.
Now, listen to the conversation again and repeat it.
I understand you're going to Washington tomorrow. Who else is going with you?
No one else is going. Would you like to go along?
Yes, I would. Are you stopping anywhere else besides the library?
No, not in particular. Unless you want to stop somewhere else. I'm planning to be gone just a few hours.
That's okay with me. I'd like you to drop me off at the Capitol.
This is the end of tape 1409B.